Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
All in the Family.
And you knew when you were there.
Dance for girls and men, woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner, Sally Struthers, developed and produced by Norman Lear. Edith and Gloria prepare breakfast.
My, that smells good.
Edith reaches for the oven.
No, Ma, don't open it. It'll fall.
Oh, you know, this is the first time that I've made something different for Sunday breakfast since before I got married.
How does it feel being creative again, Ma?
Oh, good, I guess. But I don't know. I think your father's going to feel like a guinea pig, and I'm not so sure he'll like it.
But he'll have to accept it. That's what women's liberation is all about. You're an individual, too, you know, Ma, and you have to be free to do your own thing.
They carry breakfast into the dining room.
Gee, I've enjoyed this, Ma, working with you and talking. Why, this is the first real heart-to-heart we've had, maybe ever.
That's right.
I mean, it's been really great because we've been talking like friends.
Yeah, we worked ourselves up from mother and daughter.
That's lovely. You know what's nice, Ma?
In the kitchen.
I've told you things today I never ever told anybody except my very best girlfriends.
Really?
Yeah.
Gloria, come here, sit down.
Yeah, Ma? You got some intimate girl stuff you're gonna share with me?
Well, nothing that I'd write to Dear Abby about, but do you know that once I kissed a boy for 11 and a half minutes nonstop?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was a contest. His name was Scott Flenderhook. Oh, we could have gone for 15 minutes, only he had one buck tooth. And I got a shooting pain from my upper lip to my right temple.
But did you win the contest?
Oh, yeah. The only couple that came close was Lucy Shinato and Melvin Pransky. Lucy had spaghetti for dinner with butter and garlic. So after 9 minutes, they had to pull him apart. You know, because Melvin was turning green.
That's a funny story, Ma. I'm glad you shared it with me.
Sharing what with whom?
Oh, morning, Daddy. Ma just told me the funny story about
how we met.
Edith pours a cup of coffee for Archie.
You remember Archie? It was in the Puritan May coffee shop.
Oh, yeah, you was with that guy Flenderhook. With the bicuspid out to there. Kissing him must have been like kissing a nail.
Edith smothers her grin.
Though you swore to me you never done it. What you got in here?
What the hell is in there?
You'll see. Oh, it's done. We can take it out now. Oh, just wait, Archie. You're gonna like it. It's your breakfast. Bacon souffle.
Oh, I ain't gonna eat none of that. What happened to my eggs over easy and my crispy bacon?
Well, Gloria and I were talking about creative cooking, and she found this recipe right on the egg carton. See? A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare.
Archie gazes at Edith.
You're a pip, you know that. What day of the week is this?
Sunday.
And what do I have for my breakfast every Sunday of my life, Edith?
Prune juice, just 6 ounces. Eggs over easy, drain the grease. Bacon crispy, drain the grease. Toast 3 slices, buttered lightly, and coffee.
He raises a finger.
Mountain grown.
Right. And I don't need no cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare you just remunerated. Give me a regular Archie Bunker breakfast, that's all I want. Eggs over here, bacon over there. You can send that souffle back to Charles de Gaulle.
Daddy, Charles de Gaulle's dead.
That's right. And I need a souffle about as much as he does.
Archie leads them out of the kitchen.
Boy, oh boy, a woman sure has no chance to express herself around you. It's as if she were in prison. She can't grow, she can't change. She's second class, half a person.
Hold it there, little girl. Oh, them ain't your words. Where are you getting all that from?
Oh, Gloria has been reading a book about women's lib.
Oh, jeez.
Three books, Daddy, and I didn't read them. I devoured them. Not only that, I had Michael read them, too.
Mike? It ain't enough that he's a pinko and an atheist. You're going to turn him from a man into a morphodite?
What's a morphodite?
A freak with a little too much of each and not enough of neither.
Michael isn't like you, Daddy. He's open-minded and flexible. He recognizes, and you better recognize, too, that women are individuals. Your wife is an individual, and she's entitled to the same rights and privileges as you.
Edith, are you listening to this over here? A dreaded disease is infiltrating our home, and your daughter's bringing it in here. I suppose next you'll have you prancing around in hot pants and burning your brassieres.
Archie, I'm afraid of fire. Even when I was a little girl, I couldn't toast marshmallows.
I heard the story, so get off.
Somebody else had to put it in the fire.
Stifle that, will you?
And then I would pick it off the twins.
Will you stifle that?
Daddy, you just stop that and let Mother do her thing.
I'm waiting for her to do her thing. And her thing on a Sunday morning is eggs over easy and crispy bacon.
And draining the grease off both. I'll fix it for you right away.
Mother, no.
Mother, no? What is she doing anyway?
Submitting to him. That's what she's doing. Submitting to her king, her ruler, her lord and master.
Gee, I couldn't have said that better myself.
We're into that woman's lip thing, huh?
We was into it, and now we're out of it. And will you tell your wife to stop putting fancy ideas into a mother's head, because they don't belong there? It's like putting lace on a bowling ball.
Mother, how can you just lie down and be stepped on this way?
Well, I'm not lying down. And I don't feel like I'm being stepped on. I'll get your eggs, Archie.
You see what you're doing to her? You're choking her spirit, her entire personality. Here's a woman who will never, ever realize her full potential, and it's all because of you, Daddy.
I just want to eat.
Tell him, Michael. Tell him what he's doing to her.
None of my business.
You oppressed blacks in your business. Discrimination against Puerto Ricans and Jews and Poles and every other minority is your business. What about discrimination against women?
Gloria, it's not the same thing.
How can you say that, Michael? You read the books.
Yes, I read the books, but that doesn't mean I buy the whole bag. Yes, I believe women should have equal job opportunities. Yes, I believe they should have equal pay.
You better believe in it.
But I don't believe in a woman opening up a big mouth around the house, so shut up, will you?
Like hell I will.
Gloria Bunker.
Her name's not Bunker, it's Stivic.
Don't be swearing around the house, Gloria Bunker.
Her name's Gloria Stivic.
Whatever. She's going to be ashamed of herself swearing around the house and in front of her mother and on a Sunday morning. And Edith, I'm hungry.
I think you ought to be ashamed. You and my husband, who I thought I knew, and now I see I don't. Well, I'm going to tell you something about my mother and me. You do not own us. We are free and equal human beings who represent half the population of this earth, the female population. And we're tired of being exploited by men, tired of you holding us down and keeping us back. And if you continue to exploit us, we're going to rise up against you someday like our black sisters and our Chicano sisters and all the other oppressed sisters. And I don't know what I'm saying anymore, but you men, you better believe it.
Gloria runs off and races upstairs. Archie turns smugly to Edith. He cocks his eyebrows and stares at Michael. Michael finally gets the hint and leaves the table.
Edith, I cannot have my Sunday mornings ruined this way.
I've never seen a get like that.
What time of the month is it?
Archie. She's really upset.
Upstairs, Michael opens their bedroom door, and Gloria turns her back to him. He steps over to her, grinning indulgently.
That was quite a scene you put on down there.
It's not funny, Michael. I may not be able to express it well, but you know what the women's lib thing means to me. How could you say those things to me down there?
Because, Gloria, you know how upset I've been all weekend about my grades. I'm uptight about them. They're coming in tomorrow's mail, and my whole scholarship depends on
it. Michael, we're talking about me and my problems now. Why can't you see how much this means to me?
She crosses the room, and he follows.
Look, Gloria, I'm sorry. I'm just a little nervous, that's all. But you know how I feel about equality between the sexes.
I'm not sure anymore. How do you feel?
I believe in total equality between man and woman. But that equality can only come about when the female partner is willing to confess her total inferiority.
Gloria glares at him.
I'm your equal as soon as I admit to you that I'm totally inferior?
Yes.
You're insane, Michael!
Wait a second.
You're crazy.
See,
you're out of your head.
Gloria, you're upset because you forgot. I don't really think that women are inferior. It's just a game, that's all. It's a game dictated by nature. Didn't I have explained this to you before? Look, sit down. I'll explain it to you again.
They sit on the bed.
You, the woman, come to me, the man, and you admit that you're weaker, you're more needful, and you're inferior.
Oh, no.
Wait. The minute you admit to me that you're inferior, my maleness is satisfied, I can immediately elevate you to a level of complete equality.
But my...
Wait a second. Don't you see that you gotta let me, the male, make the decision? Then we're forever equal, and the question doesn't have to come up again. Don't you remember me explaining this to you? My male-female game plan?
Yeah, I remember that now. Hey, that was the night of our engagement party.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, you found a bottle of wine, and after everyone was gone, we sat on the floor in front of a gooseneck lamp pretending it was a fireplace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we're sober now, Michael, and we're older. And I do not want to say I'm inferior. That is dumb.
That is not dumb. That is the essence of the whole male-female relationship.
Well, then I suppose I'm too dumb to see it.
You said it, not me.
Don't take me seriously.
Gloria.
Why should you take us seriously? We women, we're nothing but sex objects.
What's wrong with that?
I know.
I should be that lucky.
One more dumb joke and I'm leaving you. You understand that, Michael? I'm leaving you on the next dumb joke.
You would do that, wouldn't you? Knowing how uptight I am about my grades, knowing that my whole future depends on it, and you would do that, huh?
You did it again. We're back to you and your problem.
That's right, Gloria, because my problem involves our whole future together. It's more important than yours.
Sure, because I'm only a woman. That's the way men feel, isn't it? Your problems are always greater than ours.
Well?
And the Declaration of Independence says we're all created equal, huh?
It says all men are created. The Declaration of Independence says nothing about women.
Well, if that's as much as I mean to you, if that's as serious as you're going to take
What are you doing? What are you doing now?
What does it look like I'm doing? I'm packing a suitcase.
Are you going to leave? Is that what you want?
Yes, I am.
Fine, I'll help you. Here are your bosses. Go ahead.
Downstairs, Archie calmly reads his paper.
Archie, you better go up there and stop that.
Get you out of here, you're fired. You're making me crazy.
Edith, let fighting dogs lie.
Well, if you're not going to stop it, I will.
No, no, Edith, now that I forbid. Let him fight. We're lucky, maybe she'll teach him a lesson to throw him out of here.
Archie gets to his feet as the argument arrives downstairs and Gloria puts on her coat.
Mother, I'm doing this just as much for you as I am for myself.
Wait a second.
Where are you going?
If anybody wants me, I'll be at Trudy's.
You leave this house while I am uptight about my grades, and don't bother coming back. You hear me? Don't bother coming back.
Wait a minute, meathead. It's ha-ha.
I don't want to come back. Not till you learn to treat me as an equal partner.
You want to be treated as a partner? Then why don't you act like a partner and not some silly little wind-up doll?
Wind-up doll, huh? Is that the way you think of me? Well, if that's what you think of me, then this is your little wind-up doll saying over and out.
Gloria stalks out of the house, his cigar clenched in his teeth. Archie steps over to the open front door to gaze out after his disappearing daughter. He turns to gaze at Michael and closes the door.
Well, Edith, it looks like we lost a daughter. But we gained a meathead.
Edith carries the coffee pot to the table and glances at Gloria's spot.
Oh, that empty chair.
Do you have to do that, Ma? I mean, don't we feel bad enough already?
Oh, look how sorry he is. He's eating his food and Gloria's, too.
I told you. When I'm nervous, I eat. I'm nervous about the grades. They're coming in the morning. My whole scholarship depends on it.
His wife walks out and leaves him, and all he can think about is his grades.
Not all I'm thinking about, Archie. I love Gloria very much. It's because I love her that I'm worried about my grades. Because it means our future together.
You look at him, he's eating like he's going to be hung. Let me ask you something, sonny boy. Suppose Gloria stays away for 2, maybe 3 months. What do you figure to do? I mean, this is a unique family group we got here, 2 parents and a son-in-law.
Oh, I get it. Oh, and no matter who it is, nobody has to know where Gloria is.
All right.
Our neighbors don't have to know our business.
All right.
So don't say nothing.
All right, Edith.
Hi, Mrs. Bunker. Here's the cleaning.
Now, thank you.
Hi, Mike, Mr. Bunker. Hey, where's Gloria?
No place.
Lionel turns to her.
Oh, we don't know. I mean, we do know, but we can't tell. Archie, can't you answer him?
Oh, what a dingbat.
I'll hang these upstairs.
Hey, what was all that about?
Well, our 2 turtledoves here had a little spat. Gloria's staying over with one of her girlfriends.
Wait, you mean Mike and Gloria had a fight in her house and she left?
Don't seem right to you neither, does it?
Well, I gotta admit, it's not your average situation.
Well, lay off me. Boy, I get enough of that from him.
Well, it's your own fault. You bring them wacky books into this house, turning the whole place upside down with that women's lib. Shit. You people involved, Lionel, with that women's liberation?
No, not too much. You see, we're still working on plain old liberation.
I'll see you people later.
As Lionel heads for the door, Gloria walks in.
Hi, Gloria.
Hello, Lionel.
Gloria.
Excuse me, sir. Hello, Daddy. I just came home to pick up a few more of my things. I
hope your husband's one of them.
Gloria! Hello, Mother. I just came home to get some more of my clothes.
Well, Mike, she's home. Well, aren't you gonna do nothing to keep her here?
Well, what do you want me to do? She left me. I mean, men have their pride too, you know.
Oh, men!
Edith hurries back upstairs.
Some man you are. She's gonna be down and gone in a few minutes, and you stand here talking about your pride.
What do you want? I mean, aren't we on the same side? Haven't you always told me that a man's home is his castle and he's got to be the king in it?
And when you got a home of your own, you'll be king. Meantime, this is my home, and I'm the king. And the princess in the story is upstairs. And you're the lowly pheasant with the job of keeping her here.
Upstairs.
I know, Ma. Yesterday we were talking like friends, but today you're coming on like my mother.
Well, maybe if you was to call me Edith, then we could talk like friends again and I could help you.
Oh, Ma, you can't help. You have the same problems we have and you haven't solved them. There's no equality in your marriage. Whatever Daddy says goes, and you're just a dutiful little woman waiting to serve the master.
Oh, well, that's what it looks like, I know. But how do you know that what you see is all there is? Gloria, now tell me, why did you come back today, really?
Because I miss him.
Edith nods.
Oh, Edith!
She falls into Edith's arms. Downstairs, Michael paces the living room floor. Archie comes in.
Have you got the mail? Let me see.
Wait a minute, big shot, huh? Come on. There might be one or two little items here for me, you know. Occupant. Oh, resident.
He offers it to Michael.
Really? Come on there, will you?
Yeah, take it easy. Occupant? Oh, Mr. Michael Stivic. Me, Dad.
Michael rips it open.
I eat it. The grades are here.
Oh, your grades came, Mike. How are they?
So what's the story? You still in school or are you out?
Well, tell us, Mike.
They're good. Two B's and an A.
Oh, that's wonderful! Don't you think so, Archie?
Geez, I'm overdone.
Michael races upstairs. Gloria's packing as he bursts in.
Gloria, listen to me. If a tree falls in a forest and no one hears it, does it make a sound?
She turns to him, baffled.
Look, I just got my grades. And I opened them up and I looked at them. And the fact that I got two B's and an A didn't mean anything to me. I mean, there they were, staring me in the face, two B's and an A. And without you there to share with me, I didn't experience it. I didn't feel anything.
Reading the grades, Gloria breaks into a smile.
I got two B's and an A, didn't I?
Yes, Michael.
I did. I can feel it now. I got two B's and an A.
They hug each other.
I'm so proud of you.
Oh, you see what I mean, Gloria? When you're not there to share something with me, I don't experience it. It's as if I don't exist without you.
Well, I feel the same way you do, Michael. So don't you see what that means? If we don't exist without each other, if we can't feel anything without each other, then we need each other as much, therefore we're equal.
You're right. We are equal. We're totally equal.
Oh, Michael.
In this room.
Their lips meet and they embrace. Gloria breaks off their kiss.
In this room?
Yes! In here, you're my equal. Out there, you're my wife.
Out there, you're my husband. Equal.
No. I never agreed to that.
By equal, I mean in here, out there, everywhere. You're talking like a male chauvinist.
And you're talking like a feminist. Now listen to me. When we're talking about men and women...
No, wait a minute. When we're talking about women and men...
Oh, semantics. She's killing me with semantics.
Archie sits in his chair, tapping his fingers together impatiently. Edith sits in her chair, darning socks.
How long has he been up there showing her his grades?
Edith glances at her watch.
Must be an hour and 10 minutes anyway.
In the middle of the day.
Does seem like a long time to go over two B's and an A.
Archie stares at her incredulously. Michael and Gloria come downstairs arm in arm and walk sheepishly into the living room. Archie looks up to see them grinning at him.
We made up.
Whoopee.
Directed by John Rich. Written by Norman Lear and Sandy Stern. Script supervision, Norman Lear. Mike Evans as Lionel, associate producer Jane Thompson, music by Roger Kellaway. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite, a Bud York and Norman Lear tandem production. Copyright 1971, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Viacom presentation.